Now, the rest of the story. Recessions reteach resourcefulness, no doubt about it. 1932, things were so bad that folks in Cedar Springs, Michigan couldn't afford the local newspaper, so they traded for it, chicken and eggs and firewood and walnuts. And thus the two young women who owned the newspaper, the Cedar Springs Clipper, stayed reasonably well-fed, reasonably warm, and a day at a time they stayed in business. One day they heard that Eastern folks trying to keep warm could find no long flannel underwear in their Eastern stores. Well, Nina and Grace had seen red flannel long johns peeking out from the shoe tops of the men of Cedar Springs, so they knew they must be available locally, so they sought the local source, dutifully advised the Eastern papers, and to synopsize what happened next, the orders poured into the local dry goods store, sales escalated, a local factory was established and then enlarged because two conscientious ladies tried to help others weather the Depression. Cedar Springs became the red flannel capital of our country. The enlarged industry carried their town through the lean years, and ever since and every year, grateful Cedar Springs celebrates an official red flannel day. Now, that was one of the fringe benefits resulting from the alert ingenuity of the Clipper girls who published the local paper. But there was another one. Nina Babcock and Grace Hamilton ran their little newspaper themselves, the presses, the linotype, the headline casting machine. Sometimes friends would drop by to help them fold the papers and distribute them. But the Cedar Springs Clipper was almost altogether a do-it-yourself project for Nina and Grace. And then one day, they had weathered a world war. The red flannel factory, which they had godmothered, was prospering. The spinster ladies of the Cedar Springs Clipper helped a local lad who had come home from the Navy to go into business for himself. He did not have the money. He did not have the self-confidence to start out on his own. But Nina and Grace gave him both the confidence and the money. They called a group of local folks together in Nina Babcock's kitchen. They served coffee. They outlined the importance of his business to the community leaders and to the townspeople. Remembering how the girls had been right about the flannel business, the town chipped in to get this one started, and the young Navy veterans' business did prosper and outgrew the town of 2000. But he, the young Navy man, never forgot. And to this day, he returns frequently, drops by whenever he's anywhere near, usually bringing gifts to these friends whose confidence in him predates his own confidence in himself. Grace died in 1971, but the young protege still comes back to see Nina, usually in her kitchen. For 40 years, Nina's kitchen has been the social and business hub of Cedar Springs. On its walls are the awards that her little newspaper has won, and the autographs, the portraits of prominent people who have passed that way. The gallery of people Grace and Nina knew, which includes his picture, the young Navy man, lawyer, the lad they discovered in 1945, the young Navy man they launched in a new business, the business of politics. And if you have heard that to this day, any cold day, he wears red flannels from Cedar Springs, you're right, and now you know why. His portrait in Nina's kitchen is autographed with love and appreciation, Jerry Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.